It's a new year, 2025, and you're probably thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How can I make this the best year ever? How am I going to build something for myself? I'm dying to be my own boss or see if I can turn this business idea I've been kicking around into a reality. But I don't know how to make that happen. Shopify is the key, and let me tell you how. The best time to start your new business is right now. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates. No coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. Shopify makes it easy to manage your growing business. They help with details like shipping, taxes, and payments from one single dashboard, allowing you to focus on the important stuff, like growing your business. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Established in 2025. Has a nice ring to it, doesn't it? Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/redcircle.
Welcome to Magic Mania, the Orlando Magic podcast, right here on the Five Reasons NBA podcast network. Right here, we got you covered. We got Luca, we got Josh, and we got you covered right here with all things Orlando Magic. Unfortunately, the team hasn't been doing the best right here in January. A record of 3-8 out of all the 11 games out here in January, having an overall net differential of about -9, you know, and losing those games pretty handily. The team seemed to lost their identity of just sharing the ball, keeping it flowing. It seems like the ball's seeming to stick a little bit more. But, hey, enough of me talking. Let's get right into it. Luca, the team has been struggling a little bit, even with the return of Paolo Banchero, after having a solid record without him, you know, without even Franz Wagner. What has been some of the things that you've been seeing that potentially attributes to this team struggling?
I do think exactly what you said, the ball kind of sticking to one player at a time versus, you know, the fluidity of the offense that we've seen up until this point of the season. But I also do think it's a bit of it's funny because you mentioned it in the last episode, adjustment period, and I really didn't think it was going to be as significant as it was, but it seems like that's exactly, you know, what's happening. I guess we didn't, you know, I just assumed when you put someone who's averaging 27 points a game back in the team who's already been doing good, you know, things would flow, but I definitely do think there's some adjusting from this team, you know, with Paolo Banchero being back in the lineup. And even though Paolo did have a great game return, he struggled in a couple of games as well against the Bucks. You know, he had 22 points, 8-for-20 shooting on 2-for-7 from the field, or from the three, excuse me. And then, you know, you got against the Nuggets, who are honestly one of the hottest teams right now in the NBA. They're doing their thing, especially with Westbrook, you know, really leading, like stepping up to his role. But yeah, Paolo Banchero against the Nuggets had 10 points, 4-for-16 shooting on 0-for-2 from the three. So it's just, you know, Paolo is kind of struggling to find his way back to his, you know, efficient offensive form that we know. And the 2 3-point percentages I just mentioned before in those games continue to be a problem as well. Like as a team against the Nuggets, they shot 29% from the three. And then against the Celtics, who are obviously one of the top defensive teams in the NBA, but, you know, beggars can't be choosers. They shot a 15% from the three. So it's like, I don't know. And even against the Raptors, you know, you can't go out against the Raptors and lose that game. All of our predictions were wrong for their next five. Paolo did play a bit better, you know, with 26 points, 19, but the team still shot 29% from the three-point line. Yeah. So it just seems like you said, the offense isn't being as fluid. And on top of that, you know, even when they are getting guys open, they're just not really hitting their shots, you know, and it's tough to win basketball games like that in the NBA.
And to highlight the shooting, not to cut you off there, Josh, but in the month of January and December, just about 30%, you know, as a team from above the three-point line, which is pretty abysmal, right? That's not even league average with that side of things. And, you know, even just looking at the last game against the Raptors, you know, you want your primary three-point shooters to be taking those volume shots. you know, I don't like Tristan Da Silva having 10 attempts and only three of them being from the three-point line, right? You want your shooters or you want the shots to be coming from the right shooters. Josh, go ahead, continue.
Yeah, they definitely need some help from the three-point line. That's something that definitely stuck out to me. And then also I think that the biggest elephant in the room is, can this team stay healthy? You know, with the amount of injuries they've been facing, I think it's what, Jalen Suggs is out, Franz Wagner, Goga, and just recently against the Raptors, Cole Anthony, and only 5 minutes of game time for Jonathan Isaac. It's been tough, you know, just to have a healthy roster out there. And I think that also contributes to just not having the flow. And, you know, we're seeing that affect the product of the team on the floor.
Do you think this team has kind of burnt out on the gas that they've had with all the injuries they've gotten? Because, you know, at some point you have the guys playing at their hardest to try to make up for the difference, which, you know, at this point now we're missing two out of the three top players, right? You're missing rotation centers. You're missing rotation pieces all throughout the entire roster. It's almost seems like it's at a point where the team has reached a wall with how much they can make up with just effort and with coaching and all the positives that we saw, even with the loss of Franz and Paolo previously. It seems like the rest of the team has a wall that they've kind of hit when it comes to that. I mean, you look at guys like Anthony Black, like 6 of 17 in that game against the Raptors. Like, he's had better games earlier in the season, but now it just seems like he's having still some of those struggles going on later down. But when it comes to the return of some of the players coming in, we got Franz coming back, right? He was upgraded to questionable in the next coming game. So he's making progress from the injury. I think one of the positives from him and Paolo having the same injury is that they understand the process, right? I think me and you were both there, Josh, when Paolo talked about it. And he said, like, you know, when Franz is there, I'm kind of talking him through some of the things. We had some of those same injuries. So it's good when you have two guys that are on a similar, not positive, but it's a blessing in disguise when something like that happens, and then so we're able to do that. So with Franz coming back, Josh, how many of the problems that this team has do you think he solves?
I mean, it's definitely a huge plus to have your, you know, second star back on the floor. You know, right, he's listed as questionable against the Blazers tomorrow. So we'll see if he'll even, you know, get on the floor. But I think a positive right now is just to see him go through pregame warmups. You know, I think that's a sign in a positive direction for him coming back. And, you know, I think it would help with momentum on offense. And I know we pointed out, you know, the ball sticking. I think he would definitely help, you know, just share the ball around and create some more opportunities to, you know, guys that need that. And I think, you know, it's like you said, I think Paolo had mentioned about the oblique injury and them going through the same kind of ordeal. I want to say Franz is coming back up to speed a little bit quicker. So maybe Paolo has something to do with that, and just kind of relaying, like, oh, you know, this worked for me. So, you know, that kind of stuff definitely helps with, you know, I think they still have a strong team chemistry. It's just riddled with injuries and some tough road games, really.
Yeah, I agree. I was going to say, and also I think too, like, with Franz coming back, one thing, like, even though, you know, I think it's kind of obvious to see when you're not scoring, when you're not putting up threes, you're not scoring the ball as much. If you look at the numbers, you know, just going back to November, a lot of these wins that they were having, 115 over the Pelicans, they put up 121 against the Wizards, 114 over the Hornets, you know, 119 over the Lakers, 111, 133. But then you go to this game, or this month, I'm sorry, they're barely breaking 100. I think there's one game here and three games this month, four games this month where they've broken 100 points. And then the other team, like, bro, you can't beat a team allowing them to put up 122, Celtics to put up 121, Nuggets to put up 113. Not in this day's NBA, man. So, yeah, I think Franz definitely does alleviate a lot of the pressure off of Paolo. Definitely takes a lot of the load off of his hands. Because even though, you know, we know he's capable of doing these things, he is still fresh off an injury. So, kind of, you know, when you have a player who just come off injury and you're like, hey, man, we need you to do exactly what you were doing before the injury, but plus five because your secondhand man isn't here with you to co-produce with you. It's a lot of a burden, and it's, you know, it's physically hard and it's mentally straining. So I do think that with Franz coming back, obviously the offensive side of the ball is definitely going to see a big jump. But you know, it also allows, you know, players who are not, I guess, accustomed to the role of starting or getting the minutes that they're getting, like Tristan Da Silva, who is getting huge minutes now without Franz being there, which is great. You know, we want to see Franz playing those, or we want to see Da Silva getting those minutes and getting those reps in. But, you know, I think it's still ultimately too early. He's still a rookie. It's the middle of the season. And it's also just a time period, I think, in the NBA. We do see a lot of teams either elevate in this period or slow down a little in this period. And at this exact same time last year, Magic started to slow down again. You know, it's like right before that All-Star break, you know, they kind of fall off. But I think that's one of those things that with, you know, with time, because this team is still young, they'll kind of be able to find their footing and keep their foot on the gas all season long, with or without injuries, because they've proven they can play without Paolo. So, you know, at that point, I think the only thing stopping them right now is their youth.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, with the addition, I mean, you know, with the subtraction, I should say, but before we get into Franz.
Men, if you've lost your hair, it doesn't mean you can't find it again. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions, and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who found their hair again. It can be hard for men to deal with hair loss, even though it is common. Luckily, I'm here to provide you with a solution so you don't even have to talk about it. Through Hims, you can restore your hair by accessing their personalized hair loss solutions. Men value many different things about their appearance, but if you're a guy who really cares about your hair and find that it's slowly going away, you might be feeling discouraged when you look in the mirror. And that's where Hims comes in. Check out their personalized hair loss solutions, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides you with convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients, like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
You're a startup founder. Finding product market fit is probably your number one priority. But to land bigger customers, you also need security compliance. Obtaining your SOC 2 or ISO 27001 certification can open those big doors, but they take time and energy, pulling you away from building and shipping. That's where Vanta comes in. Vanta is the all-in-one compliance solution helping startups get audit ready and build a strong security foundation quickly and painlessly. Vanta automates the manual security tasks that slow you down, helping you streamline your audit. The platform connects you with trusted experts to build your program, auditors to get you through audits quickly, and a marketplace for essentials like pen testing. So whether you're closing your first deal or gearing up for growth, Vanta makes compliance easy. Join over 8,000 companies, including Y Combinator and Techstar startups, who trust Vanta. For a limited time, get $1,000 off Vanta at vanta.com/simplify. That's vanta.com/simplify for $1,000 off.
I think Jalen Suggs' importance is highly highlighted with this month, right? Yeah. I think we see really how important Jalen Suggs is to this team, not only with just, you know, anything what he does offensively. I think more so it's defensively that's really showing it, right? The team has almost no point of attack defense, right? Don't get me wrong. Cole Anthony, bless his heart, he doesn't have the biggest body in the world to go up against physical, you know, guards. And then same thing with KCP, Queen, guys of that fact, right? They're not the most prolific defensive guys, right? KCP, don't get me wrong, 3-4 years ago, a lot better of a 3-and-D guy now, but more you're looking at him for just the three-point opportunities with that. And I think that's causing the defense or the defensive lapses that we have on the inside and the problems that we have as far as the center rotation being more thin to be exacerbated, right? Because now when you have the point of attack defense being broken down, the center is either going to have to rotate, giving an easy bucket to his boy, or it's just going to be a straight up drive to the rim, right? And this is what we're seeing over and over again, is the Magic is being attacked at the rim, and it's either coming or it's primarily coming because of the breakdown at the point of attack. So Jalen Suggs, get better soon, man. But I think when Franz comes back, it'll fix up, you know, the scoring as well. But I think Luca, you said it, or one of you guys said, I think Josh did, the facilitation, right? The playmaking of this team. I mean, he brings just five assists a game, but outside of the numbers, just the attention that he's able to draw, the playmaking that he's able to have, the hockey assists that don't show up on the stat board. I'm looking forward to seeing all those things from him.
It's gravity now. There's a lot of
I mean, like you said, it's gravity as well, right? And it's going to be something where he has to ease back into it. But I think when you start seeing him back, it's going to be interesting to see how he fills the gap with no Jalen Suggs, right? To kind of see how he holds up defensively as well, right? And kind of how he makes it up on that end. But yeah, now moving on a little bit, we have, you know, the All-Star game coming up in a little bit. And with Paolo Banchero, he's probably the most likely guy from this Orlando Magic team to make it there. Luke, I'll start with you on this one. Do you think he makes it to an All-Star game this year, or do you think he gets left out?
It's hard because, like, I feel like if we look at, you know, just his actual production on the floor, you know, he definitely should be an All-Star starter. Like, I don't really think it's, like, debatable, you know, but it's just tough when he's only played, like, what, he just broke double digits and in games this year, you know, like it's really hard to imagine that he gets in there, especially, you know, like even though the East isn't like stacked, the East isn't really loaded, you know what I mean? But it's just kind of tough when he hasn't played that many games. And especially if I was someone who has like been healthy all season, has been balling out, been playing, you know, I'd be a little bit heated, to be honest. Like if Paolo got it with a significantly less amount of games played, you know what I mean? But it's like, I think he could. I think it's just a slight possibility. But I don't see a world where he's like for sure guaranteed in there, you know, because like you got Giannis, you got Tatum, you got Kat, you know, you got Jaylen Brown if you want to put him in there too. You know, it's really tough. His competition is really tough, is stacked against him right now. So I don't know. I think he's good enough to make it, but I don't think he will.
Absolutely. And I was actually looking up some of the recent votings. I mean, he's fourth actually right now in the front court, you know, behind Giannis, behind Tatum, behind Kat. Paolo is that guy.
Vote for sure.
Yeah. So he's got the fan vote. I mean, even surprisingly, top eight, Franz Wagner is up there, you know. Now, granted, that's a week ago, right? But still, that's pretty impressive with that. LaMelo Ball getting the G-Lo Ball rub, you know, and he's up there with the first in the guards. That side of things, Donovan Mitchell's up there. Damian Lillard's up there as well. And then, obviously, on the Western side of things, Nikola Jokic is up there on that aspect. And LeBron, obviously, right behind him, too. But on the East side of things, if, you know, Paolo makes it, because are they looking at six in the front court, I would assume? Right? Six or seven in the front court?
Yeah, probably six each. Six front court.
But let's say we got six in the front court, right? We got Giannis, we got Tatum, we got Kat. After that, Jaylen Brown, Paolo Banchero, Evan Mobley, who's been balling out. Jared Allen, Joel Embiid, Franz Wagner. Who are your next three? Josh, I'll let you start. After Giannis, Jason, and Kat, who are your next three in the front court?
Definitely Jaylen Brown. I'm throwing Franz in there. I think, you know, in that stretch that, you know, we lost Paolo, he was balling out.
Yeah.
And who else is on that list?
I got one.
Yeah. Jared Allen. You know, I think, you know, Cleveland, what they haven't lost double digits, right? Yeah. So I mean, you gotta put someone on Cleveland there.
Yeah.
And I think that's what I'll go with right now. Who you got, Luka?
Well, you said except for Jason Tatum, Kat, and who else?
Giannis.
You said except for Giannis. Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm not gonna lie. Cade deserves to be in there. Cade Cunningham has had an amazing season.
Front court, three front court though.
Wait, but is he considered backcourt because he's a guard, but he's biggest?
Yeah,
that's fair. Yeah, I guess that's fair. So yeah, I mean, yeah, then I think I definitely think Jaylen Brown should be in there for sure. I think it's kind of hard to take him out of there. Like they're a tandem, their two man game is kind of insane. Honestly, bro, I mess with
any wild cards.
Well, no, I was going to say, bro, I don't know. It's one of those things where it's like, I think Miles Bridges is like super good. And I think he's the ability to play every game. And on top of that, what he brings to that Knicks team, like if he were to leave that Knicks team tomorrow, that team is just completely different. But I don't think he would really get the nod, but I think he's been absolutely hooping. But yeah, I think Mobley is a good shout, obviously. I don't know. I think for the East, the East is definitely more of a toss up. I don't know how good Bam's been this season. I really have not been paying too much attention, to be honest, on that one. If you just look at the teams in the East, you know, you got Cleveland, Boston, New York, Milwaukee. We already mentioned guys from there. The Pacers, like, unless Miles Turner has been the second coming of God knows who, you know, I haven't. Roy. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I don't think of no one dominant on Atlanta. You know, no one in Chicago. I think if Embiid makes it, that'd be actually crazy. That would be a Cardinals thing. As if Paul George makes it, I think that'd be crazy as well. I think from the most part, we're in agreement for the front court of the East. I think it's, you know, pretty solidified to have like at least Jaylen Brown in there. You know, and a lot of the other names that we named, I feel like deserve to be in there. But there's no one. Yeah. I don't think there's any outliers.
Right. I think Evan Mobley has to be there. You know what I mean? Yeah. I think Donovan Mitchell has to be there. Evan Mobley has to be there as well.
Facts.
You know, he's been killing it this year. His growth has exploded, you know, over the last 2 years. I mean, he's really living up to, you know, his stock of where he was drafted. So, I definitely think he deserves the credit. I deserve it. Like you said, Jaylen Brown. And, I mean, depending on what the coaches think, I do think Paolo really does deserve that third spot. You know,
I don't think there's anyone who's played better than him.
I would take him over Jimmy Butler, you know, at this point. I would take him over Franz, of course. I would take him over Joel, you know. Yeah. So I think he does get that third spot, you know. So it's interesting to see with that. And I think he is the only All-Star for the Orlando Magic this season as well. You know, I don't think there's going to be another one. With that, now does that change maybe in the next couple of years potentially, right? But definitely I think Paolo, I think it would be off of coach's vote, because I think with the starting lineup we'll get Giannis, Kat, you know, Tatum in the front court. But interested to see how that goes, guys. But hey, we have potentially some good news with Franz on his way back. You know, Paolo's got his, you know, front court running mate to help stabilize things up there. This team hopefully can get some of their magic and juice, you know, no pun intended, to get it rolling again, what they had earlier in this season. I mean, they were looking almost unstoppable at home. They were beating really good teams early. Would love to see them get back to that. So from all of us, Josh, Luka, myself, appreciate you guys, as always, for watching. Make sure you guys like, subscribe, follow, all that good stuff. And we'll catch you guys next week after the next game. And Josh, how do we end these things?
Go Magic.
Let's go.